All right, let's start the show. We're going to kick this pig. It is June 19th, 3309.
It's 2023.
Beautiful. This is the Loose Screws podcast, the loosest and screwiest Elite Dangerous podcast in all of the... I'm going to go the universe.
The multiverse.
Ooh, you even stepped it up more. You are a doctor. We're just going to do a quick show tonight because we gave a nice, we had that great bonus episode yesterday that we recorded with Burr and Rini from over at the Burr Pit. And so we're going to just kind of have a kind of really casual, loose, not all that well organized show tonight. And it's a nice small little cast here. It's myself, Commander, Doctor, Lieutenant Commander, Colonel Sanders Data is here, and old man Nurgle is here. So I'm gonna just do the usual. Let's go around the table, see what everybody's been up to. Nurgle, what have you been up to since yesterday?
I had a good Father's Day. My wife and son did not burn down the house.
That's good.
Had some good hamburgers for Father's Day and lemon meringue pie. So life was good. And today, despite the fact that we have been under a flash flood warning and I have lost power three times, I have apparently not flooded away, and it looks like the worst of it has blown through. So,
wait, you still have internet?
For half of today.
I thought if you got just like a stiff breeze, your internet would go down.
Look, we're not going to ask why. We're just going to accept that it's here and enjoy it.
Okay. I can live with that. Now we can go to the Doctor, Commander, I don't know, there's so many titles, Queen of the Andals
just,
or some
just
crazy
call me
shit.
Dad. Just call me Dad.
All right,
I want you, I know I'm not your real
Daddy
father,
Data.
But I want you to think of me as your dad.
Okay, well, let's go with, were you on the show last Monday? I don't remember.
Yes, I was there.
You were present. Okay,
I was present.
You were there last week. And so what have you been doing since last week, both outside of game, inside of game, and like for Father's Day, all that good stuff?
Yeah, I had a good Father's Day over at my sibling's place where they grilled up some steaks and steak and taters for Father's Day.
Potatoes?
Yeah, I've had a great week. I've had several baked potatoes over the week, so... Just as my baseline is starting off pretty high.
So is that like how
that's
we
how
measure
you rate your life is by the number of potatoes you've had in a week?
Yeah. Well, and
that's
one
a, that's an interesting scale you've got there.
Yeah, I mean, really, what could go wrong? One night the count was doubled because we had twice baked potatoes, which are really good.
Well, it's still one potato, but baked twice. So that does count as two for you?
Yeah,
this is weird math we got going on.
It's like refried beans, just different.
Yeah.
Refried tater. Well, okay, now because you opened up this Pandora's box or Pandora's tater of, well, how do you take your baked potato?
Oh, orally. It's not a suppository.
One at a time.
I am a simple man. With simple tastes, I'm a butter and shredded cheese.
Ooh,
on my baked
shredded
potato.
Shredded cheese.
Yeah.
Very
had
nice.
Had some medium cheddar on mine tonight.
That's impressive. I didn't even think about that one. I mean, you can go like a loaded potato with like bacon and shredded cheese and, you know, everything on it. Some people, like my wife, keeps it very simple. She just goes butter. No. Thing,
that's
but
that's good me, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without sour cream, it's just not right. I don't know what's wrong with you.
You're both wrong. Yeah. It's chili. Chili is the correct topping for a baked potato.
Chili can top at just about anything. I'll agree.
Yeah. I pair the two together at Wendy's quite often, so I can support this.
And you know, I got my wife's family's restaurant, not her restaurant. They'll serve a loaded potato that has barbecued chicken and cheese on it.
See that?
Barbecue chicken. Yeah, that'd be good.
Man, the baked potato is so versatile. I mean, you can literally just take one and just eat it just straight like an apple, little salt and pepper, and just eat it that way.
Don't they have like a huge number of nutrients in them that you need? I'd always heard that.
Well, like at one point, I don't know if it's still true, like the number one source of vitamin C in this country was from potatoes. They don't have a lot of vitamin C, but it's just the volume of potatoes that we eat.
Interesting. Because I have to admit, there are a few things that are as good as the glorious mixture of hot grease, salt, and potatoes.
See, this up is, here, like, we've got a sour cream and chives. It's called Top the Tater. That's like, it's like a Minnesota thing for the longest time. And I've heard it's now going more national. But, like, if you're from here and you come back and you haven't been here in a while, that's like one of those things you get is like a tub of Top the Tater and you can dip freaking anything in it. And that's how I eat my baked potato, is butter and some Top the Tater. It's amazing. So
very nice. Besides baked potatoes,
I've been moving on from baked potatoes.
A little bit of around the house work, trying to paint and redo the trim in a couple of rooms, and wouldn't you know it, one of them has wallpaper, not one layer, but two layers.
Oh no.
Of wallpaper glued directly onto the drywall. So,
Shortly after we moved into the house, and we've been here 17 years, but shortly after we moved in, my wife and I both hate wallpaper. She started tearing it down in the kitchen. There were six layers of wallpaper in that kitchen.
Wow. So, we were able to get the top layer off, but the bottom layer was not coming off. So, I just got some good primer and I'm painting over that sucker.
Straight.
Sometimes you do what you got to do.
Yep. So that's my home improvement minute.
Well, my house was built like 1897, and when we redid the bathroom during, you know, that was like a COVID project, and stripping it down, there was, I don't know, there was good old-fashioned wood paneling first.
Of course.
Then there were five layers of wallpaper.
What?
And some of those layers were
under
painted.
Under the wood paneling?
Under the wood paneling. Well, think your 120-year-old house, you know, however many times people redone stuff. And actually, once I got it stripped down to the studs and stuff, realized that this bathroom wasn't originally where it was by looking at, you know, like where studs were in the ceiling and stuff. It actually used to be like a hallway that led out, must have been a back door there. So I couldn't even wrap my brain around the way that, you know, the floor plan was way back in the day. But it was paneling
and nothing's to code.
3, 4, 5 codes. Definitely not. I had to remove all the wiring and the plumbing. I stripped out the subflooring. You could see into my basement. You know, I redid everything. But all those layers, but then even under all of that was plaster and wood lathe. You know, it's just
horsehair.
It was an insane project.
And so, I bet you that wood lath had asbestos in it.
Maybe mixed into the plaster a little bit.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. It was undisturbed. He didn't bust it up. He didn't breathe any of it in.
Yeah,
right?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, that was a mess. And that stuff, just the weight of it, you know, it's just heavy when you tear it all out and taking it out in, you know, contractor bag after contractor bag, each one weighing, you know, like 70 pounds.
I love those things.
They'll hold anything, especially body part. But moving on.
You have to drain the blood first.
That's the secret.
Lightens the load. Yeah.
Damn it.
And it leaks. I mean, it leaks out of the bag. I mean, I have the woven contractor bags.
Yeah, it's like a Spider-Man type strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, well, have you played the game at all?
I have not played Elite Dangerous. I have been playing a bit of Death Stranding still.
You're still Norman Reedus, huh?
So, I am Norman Reedus. I've advanced. I have grenades made from my sweat, my pee, my poop, and my blood. And now I have guns that can shoot blood bullets. So I can shoot ghosts, pretty much. That's all you need to know.
Don't engage. Move on.
Yeah, I'm going to just avoid asking any questions because that just got really strange.
You're a Ghostbuster delivery man.
Ghostbuster delivery. All right, I don't think I'm ever going to play that game, no. That was just the bodily fluids and, yeah, I'm just done with that. Okay, well, I guess, let's see, what did I do? Father's Day was yesterday, and we sat down with Burr and Reenie yesterday and recorded, like, a bonus episode. Those guys are the best, absolute best, but apparently now everybody wants to chase me down a hill and kill me or something in game, so that may become an event soon, kind of a cheese wheel thing, but I'm going to be the cheese wheel. I don't know what's going on.
We're already looking for a location. More details to come.
Okay. Stay tuned for Chig Cheese Wheel Down a Hill Murder Fest, I guess. Figure out an acronym for that one. Then Father's Day, my daughter gave a nice little tribute to me in Discord, which was nice, saying how nice of a guy I am. She's going to maybe persuade one or two people that I'm actually a nice guy. I appreciate that. That was a good punch in the feels. In game, I am fully invested in this project, you know, 4,500 light years from the bubble in this one system with two factions. And now I've got Borked out here helping. Single Malt Scotty's out here. Adaxis is out here. I'm here. A new member of our Discord, Frostbit, from Italy. He's out here. And we're trying to move this faction a little bit and just see what happened. It's kind of, I don't know, if you guys remember when that whole Dark Wheel Initiative thing was going on. This is like that, only way, way smaller, way, way possibly more lame and way... Well, I don't know about the same chances of anything happening, which is slim and none.
Yeah.
But we're going to give it a go. So anybody that wants to come out and explore this mystery with us and see what the hell happens, we would love the help because it's a very difficult system to work in. But if you're curious, look up the consortium in the Codex and realize that was put in the game since Odyssey launched. Why was it put in the game? No idea. Frontier hasn't said. There's no real indication as to why, but we want to find out if there's anything to it and see. But we apparently are now facing a little bit of resistance out here from assholes doing BGS in private, is my guess. So we got to figure out how to work around that one a little bit. But yeah, come join us. Other than that, should we move on to what do we got in the notes? We got squad update?
Yep.
Squad update.
Squad. Where's S? S. S.
Incoming priority message.
Squadron briefing.
So we currently have a war going on in Tamor. We'll talk about that after we kind of run through what's going on, because I want to go into some detail on that. We have an election in MCC 858, which we want to win. That's for second place in the system, even though we're not going to be taking control. We have successfully pushed HIP 4907 back into expansion. Right now, that expansion is going to go to a system named Darahk, D-A-R-A-H-K. And unless, I think we're pretty much locked into that as the only open slot, so we're going there unless something drastic changes. We've got some minor system overheating in the usual suspects. It's fairly well under control. And as kind of a side project, we are trying to push the controlling faction in PPM 41187, there's a mouthful, called Order of Wan, into expansion. So they will fill a gap in one of our systems, Lodmovi, and so we can control who goes in. The war in Tamor, Tamor is one of those systems where we're not ever going to want to take control. The player faction that is there is semi-active, but that's their home system. They want to retain control, and we're good with that. Over the past couple of days, somebody, and... that somebody is anonymous, because I would name them if I knew who they were, I mean, jacked that system, jacked us up almost 20%, almost 24%, sorry, in the span of 3 days to put us in contact with the controller for control of that system. So that is obviously a war we want to lose because we want them to retain control. And if somebody listening to this is the person that did that, hey, man, don't do that. Come talk to us.
And we can direct your enthusiasm.
Yeah, we have
a place that is needed.
We have plenty of places where we can direct that enthusiasm, even if it's all the way out where Chig is. And so if you need details on any of that stuff that's going on, we have Blooming Wind's excellent standing orders post in the standing orders channel. And if you have any questions, there's another channel there in the Discord for our BGS that you can ask, and we will be happy to answer it.
Outstanding. BGS, yay! I want to play Bard's thing, but he made another thing. I'll do that during, what do you call that, Chig Chat. You see what else was in the notes or in the soundboard?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Well, the shit that goes on in our Discord. All right, let's do some, let's do our weekly thing here. Hold on.
On the board, the Tin Hattie on Mixed Bears!
I gotta hit play on the other part. I'm on top of this.
Good news. Not a single story this week could possibly set me off on a tirade like one did last week. Except that's a lie. I just lied to you.
You are fake news.
I am indeed. Let's get this over with. June 12th, Fargod deportation program approved. The Federation has agreed to allow the Alliance to house the cultists.
It's so dumb.
It's so dumb, it's brilliant.
No! It's just dumb!
June 15th, Aegis and Azimuth compete for Titan samples. Ah, Aegis and Azimuth, a classic rivalry, back at it again for old time's sake.
Did I ever tell you what the definition of insanity is?
Insanity is doing the exact same fucking thing over and over again. Expecting shit to change.
And on June 16th, the disappearance of the Dedicant. To explain this one, I'm going to read you a direct quote from the story. Quote, Executive Agent Jalen Locke of the Federal Intelligence Agency issued a press statement. We have completely lost contact with the FIA security teams controlling the Dedicant. This is of grave concern, considering there are thousands of Thargoid-worshipping criminals aboard. We are operating under the assumption that the cultists somehow overpowered our people and absconded with the megaship. End quote.
Hey, just was wondering, is this an out-of-season April Fool's joke?
No.
That's right. The prisoners took over the bus and drove off with it. And whoops, we can't find it. While I may not have seen this coming, I've never understood how the Federation can keep losing these ships. That's right. This is not the first time they've lost a ship. In fact, this is a reoccurring theme for the Federation. At some point, you'd think the superpower obsessed with cracking down on crime would crack down on their ships being stolen. Unless, of course...
We traced the call. It's coming from inside the house.
That's all I've got for you this week. You all have fun out there, and remember, war crimes are only crimes if you get caught in a jurisdiction they're illegal in. Do what you will with that knowledge. The feds surely will.
Jesus Christ.
My ears.
I'm enjoying this recurring theme that is driving Bard insane, that they just recycle storylines over and over and over. It is painful.
Yeah.
I like the clip from the Glass Onion movie. No, it's just dumb.
Yeah,
it's not just dumb.
Oh, I knew I had heard that from somewhere. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But...
Yeah. I don't know what to do with. Okay. TFG. That's all I'm going to say. TFG. You know, it's TFG, just what it is. Man. And they got to have filler, I guess. I remember. Yeah, you guys have both played long enough. Remember when it was a big deal that they didn't have any Galnet stuff and no news shit for like a year or longer and stuff? And everybody just bitched. So if, at least if they're just recycling it, the people that play the game every day and like might do podcasts about the show, you know, we're really close to it. So this stuff gets old, but maybe, you know, you're a new player and you didn't see a ship disappear before or, you know, that the other recurring themes they like to do. So it's something is better than nothing, right?
They're trying.
It doesn't hurt anything.
Yeah, they're definitely trying.
It lets them, you know, put out a tweet every couple of days, boost their engagement. They can make the numbers go higher on their presentations to their bosses. Right. Look,
yeah,
look at the social media engagement we have.
Yeah, there is that. Should we move on? There's no expiration port. This exploration report from our man in the future. Because we would know, because he would have sent it back in time to us if there was one. So there is not one. So let's do some developer news.
Obviously, the environment down here is all salt. The ceiling's salt, the floor is salt, the walls are salt, and to an extent, the air is salt. And you breathe that in, and you can constantly taste the salt.
I love that. That is funny shit. All right. So this week, not this week, technically last week, Thursday, right? There was the stream on Twitch, and they had a couple developers on and stuff. Did you guys get a chance to watch any of this?
I did not.
I scrubbed to the Thargoid Hunter preview part and talking a little bit about the mission development.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My problem is they do all the thing where, you know, the thing that Data loves that, you know, you absolutely love, where they go through the photos for everybody, you know, showing the pictures of people's kids. I love, okay, don't get me wrong. I like screenshots, but seriously, they spend like, I don't know how long going through each screenshot and talking about it, then going on to the next one.
It causes me physical pain. It hurts.
it hurts me. It used to just be like, oh, that's nice. If somebody gets their name called, good for them, blah, blah, blah. But now at this point, after you had really pointed that out, now it absolutely drives me fucking bonkers.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, oh my God, here's another ugly baby. You know, that's all I think is they're just going through that. And now, I mean, these pictures are great, but, you know, there's galleries and galleries and galleries of screenshots we can go look at anywhere, anytime. So
Or just like put up a slideshow that goes changes pictures every 5 seconds and has some music playing behind it.
Yes, exactly. Instead of having to discuss each one. Absolutely. I agree. But I digress.
Anyways.
Move forward with this. So I kind of lost interest. Then I kind of got back in because I love when Tom Cool's on. And who is the other guy that they had on this week? He was a new guy.
Max.
On here, it's just labeled as Max.
Yeah.
So
Max Emelian, I don't know.
I don't know. Can we go watch like The Sopranos on Max? I don't know. Is that a thing these days?
That's a great show.
It is. But they were on there. It was good insight. I didn't get a chance to watch it incredibly closely. I'm gonna go back and try to sit through it and watch. Try to sit through it. That makes it sound like it'd be hard to sit through. I'm gonna go back and watch it. Because I like when they have the developers on. That is really good stuff. You get some insight into what they're doing. But the piece of information that stole the show was at the end they showed another hunter variant, though I think it's more a gatherer variant. And they didn't give a name for it, but they showed a new variant. They haven't told us if it's called the Batarang yet or if it's going to be the Halberd. I don't know. We're still having that argument, aren't we?
It's going to be the Beyblade.
The Beyblade.
Yeah.
Let him rip.
I still like Oddjob's hat, I think, should be one, personally.
Yes. I'm with you on that.
But this thing, they didn't show it like in combat at all. They showed it and it looked like it was scooping up escape pods, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, just
Instead of a detractor beam, it was like limpet looking things.
Yeah, it had like a glowy ball on the front and like a tail behind, I don't know, Thargoid sperm kind of looking thing maybe. and it would go out and it would pick up something and it would fly back, and they flew very almost mechanically, which was weird to me because they kind of flew kind of in a straight line out. Then after they got what they wanted, they kind of turned around and flew straight back. It was...
They're reskinned collector limpets. They're going to fly like collector limpets.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so, and I don't even know if these things are going to have a combat capability. They almost seem like an Orthrus kind of thing.
I don't think they are. I think they're Orthrus Mark II.
And will the glaives jump in, you know, instead of scouts?
Yeah, if we're trying to kill these things.
Oh, I mean, that could be interesting.
Well, we tilted the entire war by, you know, doing tissue samples. Is this their answer to that? Oh, our turn to take a bunch of tissue samples. They're sending out these things to collect escape pods?
Yeah, that works.
I mean, I don't know. I know it drives Trax absolutely fucking insane that that's where the war is at right now, is we just go and collect tissue samples and win each system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is the weirdest fucking war I've ever seen.
I just hope if this new variant is fun to play with that we can find them. Because that's what happened with Orthrus. It became so difficult to find them.
Yeah, the Orthrus kind of gave up. Fun to play with, even. You'd find one, then some scouts might come in and it would run away if you didn't just DPS it down.
Yeah, that's true. It's true, too.
I mean, I'm not trying to be salty. I'm just stating a fact of what the thing was. It was super hard to find, and then if you did find it, it didn't do anything.
If it had been, or if it is made more available, there's at least a gameplay loop there where you can kind of hunt for them and find them, you know, get your crew in there and DPS them down real quick and then get out. There's actually something there. Not necessarily something good, but there is something there.
Yeah, I've been, though, I mean, like, over on Burr's Discord and, you know, talking to other people, even Trax and talking to Burr and Rainey, and there's some disappointment right now in the whole war aspect of things because it's so...
Dragged out.
Weird. Yeah, well, dragged out makes sense just from the fact, you know, being a dynamic galaxy and giving people a chance to see stuff. But, like, when I first got into, you know, the glaive hunting thing, I went around Tyrannus to try to hunt glaives, and I couldn't get one to hyperdict me at all. I was out there for like 2 hours jumping from system to system and kept getting hyperdicted by things other than glaives. Then I went back to our local maelstrom, and like every other jump, it was a glaive or two glaives that was interdicting me, which was just weird that it was so different in the two different locations. But then, you know, once I got a ship build to kill glaives, it's almost trivial for me to kill glaives, even when there's a pair. So I got bored with that real quick because it's just an absolute DPS race. I've got more hit points than you can take out, you know, and you've got, you know, few enough hit points that I can take them out on two of them without really any concern. So that's kind of why I went to find something else to do, because I can't go kill interceptors, because if I've got an interceptor build, glaives will murder me. And if I go to do glaives, an interceptor will murder me. Yeah. And you can't do both.
You can't control what you encounter. Yeah.
And then you've created two mutually exclusive gameplay loops, and you can't control which one.
Exactly. And just jumping between systems, if you get hyperdicted, even if you're in a wing, they can't come help you. So if you've got your, you know, kill interceptor build and you get hyperdicted by glaives on your way to find interceptors, you're fucked because your teammates can't even drop in to help you. So I don't know. The whole thing's weird. And hopefully they get it figured out. And I feel bad for, you know, newer players, especially because if you don't have a fully engineered ship and stuff, glaives will absolutely end your day.
Yep.
And I don't know. I just keep saying it's weird because it is. And I hope that they do something about it.
Because it's kind of messed up AX conflict zones also, right? Or most of them, there's some kinds, like the ground-based ones, maybe
that's
they don't
what
spawn.
I'm hearing,
yeah.
But but I haven't actually gone to check one out yet because I'm like, if I'm in a conflict zone and I'm fighting interceptors and a glaive shows up, I'm fucked. And if I'm killing glaives, did I say I'm fighting interceptors and a glaive shows up, I'm screwed. And if it's the other way around, I'm screwed. You just, there's no way if you get the mix. And I suppose they could have done a threat level for this or that. But honestly, imagine a conflict zone that was just scouts and glaives. You have a wing, it would just be trivial. You'd just murder them with multi-cannons, and it would be boring as hell. But one Medusa jumps into that instance, and you're all
toast.
There's no way to balance it. And if you had a wing of two and two, it wouldn't matter because the glaive with its guardian destroying stuff will take out the interceptor ships, you know, quickly. So I don't know. Hopefully they come up with something and tie everything together. We've all been waiting for, I mean, even the Revenant fights, these power-up missions that we can go do would have been super cool if we really could use the, what did they call that back in the day? The Circle of Combat or Sphere of Combat, didn't they?
Sphere.
Or ground.
Yeah.
SRVs and ground troops and ships in the air could all be fighting together. But the way that those missions are, if you're in the air, you're going to be murdered in pretty short order because of how many interceptors keep dropping in. You can't keep the sky clear for the guys on the ground. They're better off literally just sneaking in. Those missions are super easy as an individual, sneaking in and getting back out. They're a lot of fun in a group if you're shooting and killing them and going in and out, but not with a ship in the air. The only time a ship can kind of come into play is if they come in just to run interference while you're running to get into your ship, or they're landing real quick to pick you up. But then if you get in somebody else's ship, you can't turn in the missions when you get back to the station because you can't disembark at those missions or at those stations.
Really do the sphere of combat if you try. Like me and Trax tried using the Scorpion SRV to shoot at one of the scouts that was chasing us on the ground.
And they ended your life.
Well, they have like an ECM. You lock on with the missile from the Scorpion and it's like they have an ECM when you fire the missile at them.
And the interceptors will shoot at your SRV. Interceptors and scouts will shoot at your SRV. You have no chance of really killing either one of them. But then as soon as you get out on the ground, you're perfectly safe from everything in the air. Yeah. Well, other than Revenants, which technically are in the air, but they're only a little ways above the ground.
Yeah, with an infinite range on them.
Yeah, I mean, trying to explain this to somebody who doesn't play the game, it just comes off as ludicrous too. Right? Whereas some things in the game, like explaining how in this game you've got, you know, in real space travel where you can go up to like 700 meters per second, then you get into super cruise and you can travel up to this speed. Then you've got another type of travel where you can jump to other systems. It's fun to explain that to somebody and say how cool this game is. Trying to explain these missions on the ground is, I don't know, futile.
And it's filled with salt for me because you do all this and then you realize the mission bugged and it didn't complete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to. I don't know. guys, I'm not trying to be salty. You know what? I'm gonna play something to cheer everybody up. We're gonna get another Bard segment here. Here,
oh Lord,
this is the kind of stupid shit we do.
Old Chick Donald had a farm. IYDLITFU, and on this farm he had a clops. IYDLITFU with a here and a there, here, there, everywhere. Old Chick Donald had a farm. IYDLITFU. Old Chick Donald had a farm. IYDLITFU, and on this farm he had a bassie. IYDLITFU with a here and a there, here, there, everywhere. Old Chick Donald had a farm. IYDLITFU. Old Chick Donald had a farm. IYDLITFU. And on this farm he had a deuce. IYDLITFU. With a here and a there, here, there, everywhere. Old Chick Donald had a farm. IYDLITFU. Old Chick Donald had a farm. I was the event at you. On this farm we had a hydra. I was the event at you. Here and there, here and there, everywhere. Old Jim Donald had a farm. I was the event at you. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Just never ends.
Masterpiece.
Yes.
I'd that say he needs a hobby, but this is the best hobby he could possibly have.
Yeah, this is his hobby.
If you are not in this Discord heavily, that was incoherent to you.
True. Yeah, the acronym. Yeah. He said what the acronym was at the very end.
Yeah.
So, and if everybody wants that explained, come to the Discord and we'll explain it. Otherwise, it is pretty much an inside joke that is just too much for me to handle. I can't believe
that was brilliant.
He threw that together so freaking fast.
Oh, because in like an afternoon, he threw that together.
Yeah, out of nowhere, somebody talked about Chick Donald having a farm, and then all of a sudden, not even an hour later, he posted that in the Discord.
Yeah. Phenomenally talented,
you know, brilliant mind, wasted.
Yeah. Massively wasted. I don't know. We kind of did a show just so we could play bar stuff. You guys have anything you want to discuss or cover?
I think we discussed and covered everything that's going on this week.
Oh wait, that update 16 is when we get that new Hunter variant, and that's supposed to come out at the end of August, beginning of August, early August.
Beginning, I think. Early August, I think. Yeah.
Is that the new feature update or not?
They've now changed that to this year.
Oh,
Wait. I thought that they said that wasn't really a thing anymore.
Well, they may have, but the last I remember them saying something, they were saying it was going to be sometime in 2023, which gives them all the way up until the end of December.
Okay. To announce that it will be
next year.
Not happening. Yeah.
They're fixing CQC? You know,
they won't say it's not happening.
Yeah.
They'll just push it back more.
Okay. Cool. Okay.
Well, damn it. Well, all right, let's have that discussion. What major feature do you think they're going to... Never mind.
No.
Don't go there.
All right, discussion. Thanks, Commanders Burn and Rainey. Okay, we already did that. Anything we missed from feedback? Should I check?
It was all positive. Yeah. All
of course it was.
Up all around.
All positive. Okay, good. If not, then expiration should... No, we'll talk about that when Trax is here next week. And we've got an expiration report. After the next expiration report, we're going to have a good discussion about expiration ships and what the best expiration ship is and why you are all wrong if you don't say it's the Krayt Phantom. But that's a discussion coming up. I don't know. We got, Community Corner. Buckyball isn't back.
It's just ending.
That race just finished.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was good. If you didn't get a chance to do it, you're a loser. And Alec Turner hopes... I was going to say something really bad. Alec Turner loves you. there was an atmospheric planet collision. Did you guys get to check that out?
No, I did not.
I've seen them before. Once you've seen one, you've seen them all.
Yeah, once you've seen one. Yeah, two planets collided, and it was cool. And, like, Alec Turner was racing it with his SRV, apparently. But that happened. PitCon is coming up in the fall. That'll be September 16th in Nottingham, England. Who wants to cover movies?
IRL meetup. Y'all talk about
kind of a LaveCon kind of thing. They're going to have it. You didn't listen to yesterday's show, did you?
I've started it.
Slacker.
Finished it.
All right.
Well,
fair
really,
enough.
You know, he's had roughly 24 hours. I mean, some people ease into this.
I don't know how anybody does that. That's gross. All right. Cover the movie, somebody.
Movie anniversaries.
There you go.
Oh, go ahead. There's a bunch on here. The one that I would focus on is Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yes.
35 years ago that came out. That is a really good movie and like a really technically well-done movie with the animation, mixing the animation and the live action.
It was groundbreaking for its time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was genius.
Yeah.
I mean, Bob Hoskins. So Mario was in there. Didn't he play Mario in the Super Mario Brothers movie?
Yeah.
Who else was in there?
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd. Yeah, Doc was in there. Hell yeah.
Christopher Lloyd's in everything.
No, you're thinking of Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, that's true, too.
Or Bruce Willis. I'm not sure.
Bugs Bunny and Mickey Mouse were on screen together.
Yes, Warner Brothers and Disney on screen at the same time. Crazy.
Only time.
Yeah, so that was good. Twilight Zone movie, too. That was good 40 years ago when John Lithgow sees the creature on the wing of the plane. That's classic.
Was that in the movie or was that in an episode?
No, that was in the movie.
I think there was an episode where William Shatner saw something on an airplane.
Think so, and then they did it for the movie. I think you are right. You know who will come and correct us? Wintermute. Wintermute will tell us date and time that it happened, who wrote the episode. Yeah, be ready, people.
Yeah, it's coming.
He's like he's our fact checker.
That's good. We need that.
I don't give a shit about any of that.
I didn't even realize there was a Get Smart movie. And that was 15 years ago.
Yeah, Steve Carell? Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely did not see it.
I never saw the show, but I saw the movie.
Oh, the show's fantastic. I mean, the show's, you know, a campy little spy show. It's really good. I can't even say I've even seen the movie. I don't even remember that they made one. And that was only 15 years ago?
Only. Yeah, I remember when they made it, and it just seemed odd to me. Because, like, why is Get Smart all of a sudden getting up? But that's all they do now for the last 15 years. It's just reboot or remake everything.
Yeah. There's no new ideas.
Oh, my God. Like, they're remaking every Disney movie. It's just crazy.
A perfect example are the next two on the list. So 20 years ago, you had the Hulk movie, not the good one.
Which one was that? Okay.
Not the good one.
A good one? The Bannon one and the Norton one were both like god awful.
But that one was so bad they remade it with Norton.
Yeah, that wasn't very good either. Which one had Jennifer Connelly in it?
Eric Bannon.
The Bannon one? Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Well, who was the love interest in the Norton one then?
I don't remember.
I don't either. I've tried to block both of those movies out of my memory.
Which one? Didn't one of them have Nick Nolte in it? Am I thinking of the Hulk movies? Yeah,
the Eric Bannon one had Nick Nolte as
his father?
His dad. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, jeez.
God, how did that ever get greenlighted?
The Ed Norton love interest was Liv Tyler.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
I looked it up. I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I was trying to remember.
But then the next one on the list is the original Mulan movie, the one that was the cartoon, which was the good one before they decided to remake it, and I don't know what they were thinking.
That was a good one.
Yeah, I mean, how many of these Disney movies have they remade now? Mulan has been remade, Lion King. Little Mermaid.
They're doing them
all. Aladdin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Please don't remind me that exists.
The remake Beauty and the Beast. They're redoing like all of them. Why? I don't know.
Because they make money.
Again, because it made money the first time, and they don't have any new ideas, so now they're just going to make the movie again, because, hey, it made money the first time.
Well, do you ever think that maybe somebody like started pitching a movie, and they're like, well, that's Aladdin. Ooh, let's do a remake? Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Who knows?
I have no idea. It is what it is. God, this is like Grumpy Old Man Evening on Loose Screws.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. We're airing our grievances.
This is the go-to-bed early crew.
Yeah.
Well, at least you two are. Jesus, you guys are always out early.
True that.
Children. All right. I don't know. I got nothing. If you guys want to talk about anything, give me a topic.
No.
The topic is no. So, did you know? I'm rewatching The Expanse.
For what is this?
It's better every time. Oh, God. It's way more than that, I'm sure.
It's just a continuous watching.
Just runs in a loop. But the new Black Mirror came out, so I'm kind of excited. Are you guys Black Mirror fans?
I watched a select number of episodes from like the first season. I haven't watched them all.
Oh, okay. I love Black Mirror. That's another show I rewatch occasionally. It's good stuff.
I am trying to catch up on the last part of trying to catch up on Star Wars Rebels, the cartoon series, before Ahsoka comes out.
Yeah. Is it Ahsoka or Ahsoka?
Ahsoka. What did I say?
Ahsoka, I thought.
Oh.
And I never know how shit's pronounced. It looks one way, I'll just go with it until somebody says it a different way. Then I'll ask what's the right way, and then half the time the person who said it is saying it wrong, and then I'm saying it wrong, and, you know, whatever, YOLO. But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to Ahsoka just because Grand Admiral Thrawn, I'm freaking pumped for that. I tried watching Rebels. I think I got through three seasons, and I just couldn't do it anymore.
Well, I think there were only three seasons, weren't there?
Was it Rebels? No, Clone Wars. Sorry. Clone Wars is what I'm talking about.
Clone Wars has got like seven seasons. Yeah.
Yeah. I got through three seasons of that, and then I was done with animated Star Wars for life, I think.
Yeah, that's my problem. I made it about 3.5 seasons in and was just burned out on it.
Yeah, and I know people absolutely love it. You know, there's a lot of lore in there and stuff, but I don't even know what's considered canon or not anymore with any of this shit.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
They can kind of decide what they're going to do. I don't know. All right. I say we call it an episode.
I do too.
Shout outs to Lave Radio. I don't know. They shout out us out every week. Shout out to them. Burp It. Down to Earth Astronomy. I don't know what else is happening these days. Ricardo's Gaming, doesn't he do a bunch of YouTube videos now for this game? Check him out. I hope that that's not like some anime porn site I just sent people to. I don't know. We'll have a show next week, and hopefully there's some news or something between now and then. Otherwise, come join me out in the black. Well, it's not even the black. The system's in a nebula, so it's actually very pretty and a lot of fun. Head on out. You need information, come to Chig Chat. I will tell you where you got to go and put you to work. But yeah, that's all I got. Say bye, guys.
Bye, guys.